Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry joins us once again. Lindsay, we did a double header in the last edition. We've got another one this time around. It's got to do with strength training. And the first question comes in from Sisle Matetwa. And Gillian Innes also submitted a question. Sisle said, strength training exercises to build up legs as well as core exercises. Gillian says 2016 will be her second attempt at Comrades Downrun. She missed the cutoff by 25 minutes last time out. What training can she do to strengthen her quads? Her thighs were so sore, and she did start in 8th seeding batch. She will start in the charity seeding batch next year. But all about strength training. What's the best sort of thing to do to focus on the Comrades Downrun?
Yeah, so I put strength training into two broad categories, and I certainly do encourage people strongly to do strength training, in particular for the down run. But the two categories are, one, injury prevention. So with novices, people new to running, I always feel that doing some strength training is incredibly important to prevent injury. And then we have the second classification, which is really just to get stronger and to better prepare the body for the eccentric loading or the pounding of the muscles, especially on the down run, which does lead you to be quite sore. So you want to do a combination of some stability or proprioceptive exercises that throw your body slightly out of kilter, things like balancing on an Erex pad or on a Bosu ball or on a hedgehog if you are in a gym environment, or maybe two pillows if you're at home, you know, just to create that bit of an unstable surface. And that helps to teach muscles when to switch on and off at the appropriate time so that we get nice joint stability, and that minimizes then the risk of injury, because there's a lot less movement in the joints themselves, particularly in the hip joint, which is really, if we get a lot of movement in the hip joints, can put pressure down into the knees, into the shins, it can put pressure on the lower back, into the hamstrings, glutes and quads. So proprioceptive exercises should really form a part of all your workouts. And then we move into the strength, and that's actually physically making the muscles better prepared for eccentric loading, but also helps them to do their primary function, which is to move much better, make you a stronger runner. And I've got four kind of exercises or core exercises that I like to use to fulfill that purpose. And those are squats, single leg squats, step ups onto a bench, and then a supine bridge to strengthen the lower back and the hamstrings. Those are my four core exercises for working out and strengthening. And if you are in a gym, I would ask a healthcare professional there, or a personal trainer, somebody who knows what they're doing, just to show you to do those exercises properly. And then it's always a good idea to work on lower abdominal and lower back strength, and throw in a little bit of upper body stuff, so that when you finish with Comrades, you can head down to the beach with pride on the 1st of June.
Awesome stuff, Lindsay. Thank you very much for that, and I hope that helps. Sisle and Gillian, good luck on your build-up to Comrades 2016. From the two of us, until next time, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.